Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another broadcast of Hear No Evil. We are broadcast live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio / Hear No Evil. You can always call in the show at 347-989-0761. And we always have good topics. Tonight's topic: why are you afraid to date outside of your race? Now, for many years, black women in particular complained that there are no good black men for them. Black men, however, have exercised their right to have options, that is, choosing to date women of all nationalities and cultures. Black women, not so much. But let me ask all of you, no matter what your culture or nationality, why are you afraid to date outside of your race? So that is my topic, my main topic for tonight. And tonight, unfortunately, because I am bombarded with editing my television program, Celebrity Showcase, which airs on Time Warner Cable every Wednesday at 6:30, RCN Cable, 6:30 on channels 83 RCN and on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, channel 56, and streaming online simultaneously at MNN.org on the Lifestyle MNN2 channel. It is so hard that I'm not going to be able to be on for an hour this evening, but I will be on from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So if you want to call in, you want to talk about anything that's on your mind, you can reach me once again at 347-989-0761. There's some legal information that I found out. I meant to tell you about this last week, but it got late in the day, and I didn't want to bring it up. But in regards to Lindsay Lohan, according to the Daily News, her lawyer contends that she has not violated her DUI probation and doesn't deserve jail time. Now, Lindsay Lohan admits she sometimes misses her weekly alcohol treatment class, but she quickly bellies up for makeup sessions. And for this reason, she hadn't violated the spirit of the DUI probation and doesn't deserve another stint in the slammer, according to her lawyer. Her lawyer says there have been occasional weeks when Lindsay was busy or missed her alcohol treatment class, she always managed to make up the class the following week by attending two classes. Now, her lawyer, Sean Chapman Hawley, said in a statement that they contend that Ms. Lohan is in substantial compliance with the conditions of her probation. However, a fed-up judge ordered Lohan to attend weekly treatment classes last year after dealing with a string of delinquencies. However, last week, TMZ reported that Lohan was up to her old tricks, sometimes going AWOL for weeks at a time. Reports quickly spread she was headed back to jail. So the wayward starlet's fate now depends on her judge's already tested patience. This has to be done once a week, according to Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Marsha Revel. Right now, she says that the other things that take second place, and this will take first place. Lohan's next court date is May 20th, unless the judge calls an emergency hearing. Now, as of last week, Lohan's Glendale, California-based treatment program, Right On, had not reported a violation. A court spokesman said it's only required to do so if a defendant goes missing more than 21 days. Now, as of this moment, there has been no such report. And obviously a violation could be reported at any time about which they have no advance knowledge. The DUI saga started when an intoxicated Lohan crashed her Mercedes-Benz into a Beverly Hills tree in May 2007. She racked up another drunken driving arrest 2 months later after chasing her former assistant's mother in a vehicle. She spent 84 minutes in jail. Now, Daddy Michael Lohan was in Los Angeles and staged an ill-fated intervention when he stormed his daughter's apartment with sheriff's deputies during a welfare check on her visiting 16-year-old sister Allie. He told the Daily News that he believed his eldest daughter was in a downward spiral of late-night partying, prescription drugs, and booze. He says with Lindsay, he's concerned about the prescription drug use. He says he can't blame her for being prescribed things, but when she mixes the drugs with other substances like alcohol, she runs the risk of killing herself. He also said his daughter's friends have reached out to him for help. He claims he knows what's going on, and she can't face him. And he says you can't turn a blind eye to it and pretend it's not happening. Now, Michael Lohan's lawyer, Lisa Bloom, released another statement saying that Michael loves his daughter, Lindsay, and stands ready, willing, and able to help her at any time she needs him, day or night. Bloom said that all legal options, including Michael Lohan's threat to seek a reportedly conservatorship remains open. Now, this is really crazy. There's supposed to be a situation where Lindsay is deeply in debt and a possible suspect in the theft of a $35,000 Rolex watch. However, Lindsay flew back to New York last week to spend time with her mom. Now, other news reports stating that they were actually visiting shows and doing some girls' night out things, and that the father is just trying to get more media attention. I don't know, but, you know, Lindsay Lohan has been in hot water lately. Now, unfortunately, that's not the only person that's in a whole lot of hot water. The former NFL great Lawrence Taylor, who recently did a stint on Dancing with the Stars, has been arrested. I am so upset. According to the news reports, he allegedly raped a 16-year-old female, but then was told that she made a complaint and she texted someone and said that he punched her in the eye, he beat her up after paying her $300. Well, the story thickens. It seems that he was playing golf somewhere nearby a hotel, and then all of a sudden, some pimp made arrangements for this prostitute to come to his hotel, do what he had to do with her, and let her be on her merry way. Now, He's arrested, unfortunately, because it seems that this prostitute is only 16-year-old. I'm under the impression, this is how I'm picturing it. I'm picturing young girl, cute, dressed up, looking older than she is, lying about her age, got with him. They probably tried to extort him. He wasn't having it. He just paid her the little $300, and the pimp probably beat her up so bad for not being able to follow through with getting more than $300, and she was so embarrassed that she said that Lawrence Taylor raped her. This is what I think happened. Now, I'm nothing, you know, I wasn't there, but this is what it seems like. Now, Lawrence Taylor, you know, he's been in and out of, he's been having problems a long time, but when are these sports figures going to stop going to these hotels and having sex with these groupy, tired women? Hotels are played out. Nobody does the hotel scene no more because you can be seen on camera. If anything happens in the hotel, you're easily found. You got to start using your houses. You have to start meeting in places that you can control the environment. But if you're going to be with these chicks in the hotels, I mean, Tiger Woods, hotels. Mike Tyson, hotels. Kobe Bryant, hotels. It's always a hotel alleged rape going on with these sports figures. So, guys, get it together. Because it's looking real tacky. Other than that, it has been a lovely, lovely time in New York. The weather is wonderful, and a lot of people are having a lot of problems finding their special loves. I've been talking to a lot of people, a lot of young people, a lot of older people are saying that they're breaking up with their loved ones, and it's very, very sad, you know. Because summertime is coming and you want to spend time with that special someone, walking hand in hand on the beach. This is also a time that a lot of people are graduating from high school, so it's going to be a very busy month. Anyway, give me a call, 347-989-0761, and we'll be back with you to discuss why you are afraid to date outside your race. Call me. We'll be right back. Brothers. Now, we're talking about why you're afraid to date outside your race, but I've been getting a lot of emails, and a lot of people are stating that they are not afraid to date outside their race. Some people are even stating that that they would prefer to date outside their race. Now, for some, this question is one of the simplest in the world to answer simply because it is hardwired into their minds and bodies. They don't think twice about dating other races. They just know that they are attracted to those of a different color or background and actively pursue relationships with those individuals. Maybe they had a bad experience with one or more than one person of their own race and have soured on those they associate with those traits. Maybe their mother or father was in a wonderful interracial relationship for much of their childhood, and they therefore associate safety and comfort with such unions. Or maybe, plain and simple, they just prefer something other than themselves. For those individuals, dating interracially is as natural as eating breakfast in the morning. They have done so most of their lives and will likely continue to do so for the rest of their lives. For others, the question is more one of curiosity. Many men and women have seen more and more interracial couples and have let their imagination run wild, thinking about the possibilities, the benefits, and even the drawbacks of such couples. They may feel a twinge of guilt at their daydreams because of decades of social conditioning within their circle of friends, family, and so many times these individuals keep their fantasies a strict secret. Even so, the curiosity gnaws away at them. Now, others may have pursued interracial relationships on and off throughout their lives. A white man may have had an African-American girlfriend for some short amount of time that may have affected him indefinitely. After all, once you've had black, you may or may not go back. And an African-American man may have fallen into a brief fling with a white woman over a summer vacation. In spite of the short length of time in which these relationships may have taken place, they have affected those involved in some way by heightening their interest in pursuing long-term relationships with those of a different race. Now, if you're one of the individuals who have simply been hardwired to prefer interracial relationships, well, that's great. You may have to deal with some of the logistical issues and intermittent judgment in society, but you don't really need someone to preach to you about the reasons interracial dating can be such a positive experience. You already know. Now, if you're considering interracial relationships but aren't exactly certain how they can benefit you and work in your current lifestyle, there's some things that you need to take into consideration. You should also remember that you can discover the ways in which your life and outlook can be enriched by the simple act of moving beyond your own race and pursuing relationships with those of different backgrounds. If you prefer to stay within your own race, that's fine. But remember, when it comes to interracial dating, you should increase your odds by dating outside your own race. Now, I understand some of you may say no, but then some of you may say yes. I'll be right back. say yes. That was the whispers. Listen, we've come to the end of the broadcast of Hear No Evil, but you can tune in next week on Thursday, and we will have some hot topics and some calling guests. I'm sorry that you guys weren't all able to get through, because once we play the music, we're not going to take calls. So those of you that couldn't call in to give your opinions, feel free to hit me up at Facebook, or you can come to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, and you can send us messages. Feel free to go to futurenetworkproductions.com. If you are an author that want to promote your products, your books, and your DVDs on our broadcast, we will definitely welcome that. Fees are very minimal. And until next week, always remember, all you need is love. That's the only reason. Tune in next week, 6:30, or you can call in 347-989-0761 every Thursday at 6:30. We'll be on from 6:30 to 7:30 next week. Until then, take it easy. Bye-bye.